the road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by.
Hello, this is your host for Education Now, Athena Melville. Welcome to this August edition of Education Now. We have just completed a new web page designed by board member and our computer guru, Christopher Melville. Hello, Christopher.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for all your help. It's just going to
You're very welcome.
Yeah, it's just going to make it all so much easier to do these shows now. And I wanted you to know, and I wanted our listeners to know, that I will be interviewing Donna Yates Mace for our September edition. And we are going to be talking about all of this collecting of data on students in public schools that's going on. I have a lot of concern about that, and so does Donna. And you know, Donna's a veteran teacher. She has been working in education and student advocacy for years. She's retired now, but she's a mentor teacher, and I'm hearing a lot of noise out there. I don't know what it is, but
oh, sorry, that's just traffic.
Okay, and so she's been working as a mentor teacher with a lot of students, a lot of teachers out there, and helping them get started, and also she's been helping her grandchildren get ready to go back to school and graduation and everything. So it's going to be a wonderful, it's going to be a wonderful and a very controversial show on this collection of data that's going on in public education. And I'm sure that we'll talk about Betsy DeVos, who heads up education for that Trump, you know, assigned to be the head of public education.
Yes, yes.
And her advocating for teachers to bring guns to school. And
I think she's actually suggesting that they use public funds to buy the guns, too.
That's right. She is. She's suggesting that public funds be used to buy those guns and train those teachers. And I just can't. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond belief. What this woman is doing to public education, and how teachers are so upset by all of this. And of course the other issue that's really upsetting so many teachers and everyone really is the deportation and the separation of children from their families, this true witch hunt for people, in immigration, people who are trying to immigrate and find new homes, people who are trying to escape the threats that they face in their own countries, or people who are starving or because of weather conditions also that we have created, who are trying to have some kind of sanctuary here in America, and what they're going through. There are over 500 children that have still not been united with their families, even though the court ordered that it must be done, and it's well overdue now. So those are some of the issues that we'll be talking about in the September edition. But I just wanted to thank you publicly and have this little show on the Education Now webpage.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it will look a little bit different, but all of the shows that we've done in the past, from the time that we were doing them on the NPR airwaves and till the time that we started doing them as radio podcasts in 2010 will be on that site, correct?
That's right.
That's right.
They will.
So thank you so much, Christopher.
You're welcome.
Oh, it's just been such a pleasure. I thank you. So I guess we can say goodbye now.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye.
Are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you love.